Exactly. Tonight we're going to speak about the topic of Karbanos, and everybody's excited. So I'll start off with a story just to speak about the Karbanos and the unfortunately the lack of a saying it. It's not so. That story is more of a comical story. It's a true story that happened back in the late 70s. There was a court case, I think it was in New York, where some religion, these African Americans were killing animals. Right? They were killing animals. This happens a lot. It's not something that only happened in the 70s. So yeah. So they kill animals. Fine. So this was a special case where the judge happened to be Jewish, not religious, and they're going to the first hearing about whether it should be or not. Okay. So he says to him, right, this lawyer decided to play the Jew card. So he says to him, one of the reasons why this guy shouldn't, there's something wrong with what he did, his first taina was, look what you do. You do bris milah. That's against the will of the quote-unquote animal, which is the child. You don't tell me, you draw blood. So he says, the judge says, you're going to play the Jew card with me, but you're going to compare that to this is everybody does circumcision. Fine. He says, okay, fine. It says in your own Bible, it says that you bring korbanos to the base of English. You used to bring korbanos, we know. It's written all over the place about how you used to kill animals in the same way, so what's wrong with it? So the judge, with a smile on his face, says, that's what they did thousands of years ago. We don't do that anymore. Ki'ilu, we never do that anymore. So this obviously is incorrect. We do believe that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and there'll be korbanos. Uh-oh. Oh, battery's dying. It's only up this way. Oh, no. Digital, sorry. We're going digital tonight. So it's a machlekes, you're correct. And that's an interesting point about the machlekes. And that's what we're going to discuss tonight, why we say something called korbanos. Some people might not be familiar with this. So in the morning, Before Mizmor Shir, or for some I should say, before Yishtabach, so there's Pesuk in Zimra, and even before that, there's something called Karbanos. And Karbanos are somewhat, in a way, if I can say this, rightfully stamped upon in that they aren't said with such, some people don't say them at all. Why? Because really, the truth is that possibly we can certainly make a case that it's not part of Davening. That Karbanos, in fact, don't have to do with the way that we function, that we daven. And it's something that was certainly added on. And as we see in our halacha, in continuing with Orach Chaim and Menches, this is what the Shulchan Aruch says. It says as follows, the sheets on the back, if you want. It says like this. Hagah. The Omer Parshas HaTamid, that we say the Parshas HaTamid, so this is the most famous. This was the original Tachana. The parshas of the Talmud is really what they brought. This is what they brought. This is really what, for example, in our shul, so this is what Rabbi Neuberger was masked that everybody should say in the morning. The parshas of Talmud. That's the way it was really in the Sakin. Through the times, as we see through Sidurim, a lot of things were added. The Trumas Hadeshen and so on and so forth. Different things were added. But the truth is, the parshas of Talmud, which was brought daily, that's really what should be read. And it's interesting that Shulchan Aruch doesn't start here, the Ramah starts, he says, V'yomer Parshas HaTamid. This is on which 154. V'yesh Omrim Seder HaMaracha Rivono Olam Imatativa V'yevshar La'amro B'tzivua Yachol La'amro B'veso. So the reason what he's getting at there, which we'll discuss briefly as well, is that these are all korbanos. So is this like a korban? Should we have to, is it like a korban tzibur? Do we have to say this with the tzibur? But you should always say Parshas HaTamid Batzibur. Probably because it's like quasi maybe bringing even a korban. The kevan, the pamashen is kikori batorah. We're going to get to this important line, I think, and that's kikori batorah. Right? What I want to really get at as well tonight is what is korbanos? What function is it of fire saying it? If you're going to tell me it's like just reading the Torah is a nice thing, so then you're right. You have a case to say, okay, so I'll do it some other time when I'm at work or when I'm not so busy, I'm on the bus, so I'll say korbanos. Or if you're going to say, no, it's like bringing korbanos. And if it's like bringing korbanos really in some way, then it's a prerequisite to tefillah. Then you have to say it before. Then he continues. This is a very, keep this in mind, great, I don't know why it's in here, but I think we'll have fun with this. V'nagu hamindaktikim lehis aneya b'shat shekorim batorah. What does lenanea mean? Like with a lulu, to shake. There are those who have the minhag to shake, i.e. we'll call it shuckling, shekorim b'torah. Kidugma b'torah shenasa b'reches b'shabes tefila b'shabes tefila hamis palim al shem kol. Okay, so he says like this. This is very important. That there is a minhag to shuckle. The shuckling minhag was brought. He just happens to bring this here by Torah. People wanted the duguma of the way the Torah was given. You're right. So the question is, what are we talking about? You're right. Right, and that's the way the Torah is given. So we're going to discuss in a second. I'm going to read the Mishnah Berurah through, and then we'll see very briefly what this whole shuckling in is. And why, as I'm sure you see, many, many shuckle. Fine. So let's read the Mishnah Berurah first, speaking about Karbanos. This is an Aleph on page 154 again. Hatamid, after the Yud Dalet, Aleph. Hatamid, vihi, bimakom, korban hatamid. Right? You might not think this is such a striking lashon, but in fact it is. We saying the tamid is bimakom, korban hatamid. Shekein kiblu chazal, shebezman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. When there is no Beit HaMikdash, the Ein Yichol Mahakir Korbanos, and we can't bring Korbanos, what can we do? Misha Oiskim Vahem Parsha Sehem Malay Akosuv Ki'ilu Hikrivim, that a person who has Oisek Batorah, who at least reads it, possibly it means the person should understand what he's saying, it's like they actually brought the Korbanos. I think this is also an important point. Yeah, because we're going to say the Nuzlach Svar that say that. Right, why do they say that? Because that's what Mincha is. So you should say, I think the Nachamina is going to be, again, which we're going to discuss tonight, again, what is the point of, I want to try to say, I haven't seen this written in Svarim, but I think it's a cute lesson to say, right, the Svei Dinim, right, there are two distinctions one can make when it comes to Karbanos. Is Karbanos Lizikaron of what happened in the Beis HaMikdash, we have many things, right? We say that there's a minhag in the Haggadah, before we recite the Haggadah, or in the afternoon, we say all the korbanos that were brought, the really, specifically the korban Pesach that was brought. Why? Zichron LeMikdash, right? The most famous thing is Zichron LeMikdash KeHillel, the Hillel sandwich. This is the way it was. We're not saying that we're being Mekayim Medaraita, but we have things that we do the Zichron LeChorban recall, right? We have things like that. That we're doing things zecher l'chorban, right? We want to remember the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the inyan there? That it's just a nice thing. We want to remember there was a Beis HaMikdash, everybody. Things aren't complete, right? We're no hate to say. We say Al Naros Bavel. We say Shia Mal Shushu Hashem. Specifically before benching. Why? We have to remember Yerushalayim. Many times we know. Mishkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, we always have to remember. Or are we going to say, no, it is not a zikaron. It's much more than that. You must say it in the morning because you need to replace the korbanos. It's like the actual, it's like amira. It's like actually saying, it's as if nowadays you gave the korban. The nafkamina is going to be again. The practical implication is going to be as follows. What happens if, rachmana l'tzlan, I did something that's chayav miyachatas. Should I actually read the chatas? I didn't say it that morning, I don't have time. Does that at all help me? Right, in the tshuva process. Right, I know I did something wrong. So we're going to discuss all these in Yonah.
But individuals didn't bring the comment.
Right. That's correct. So I think that's why the Ramah says, number one, it should be said with Tzibur. And if you say it at home, it's like reading from the Torah. That's why the Tzibur said it, and I think the power of the entire, I think the best kind of to say is, I'm not a Kohen. Why should I say it? Let the Kohen say it. Correct. You're right, it's ki'ilu, right, even though, what happened?
The tzibur paid for the
kohen. Right, exactly. So the tzibur would pay for, right, okay, right. So that might be, back to our last week's discussion of Alaleh, so it might be something that you could pay someone, so there's gotta be one guy at least that comes to shul on time, right? You know, that guy that comes 10 minutes before davening and he says all the korbanos. Right? There's a joke, you know, the guy that comes so early, he actually could have bring the korbanos. You know, one of the korbanos that we say, is, in the Ketores, we say Achas l'shishim u'l'shivim shana. That when the Ketores would get filled, right, once they had a 60 or 70 year, this is the whole thing. So there are those that joke on that and then say That's when we say this. We only say it once every 60 or 70 years, where all of a sudden you find yourself in a minyan. You thought the minyan start, you know, you come to a bris very far away, right? You travel for an hour, and the most terrible thing happened. There was no traffic. And you got there in 45 minutes. And now you're sitting in shul a half hour. You open up the city, whoo, look at this. They have such an interesting nusach. Look what they say here. I never saw all these things. No, okay. So there are times that you say it. Achas l'shishim v'shivim shana. But the part of it is, yeah, the reason why we say Korban HaTam is ki'ilu, like we are. Maybe even we can say that, yes, when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, there's a halachically a tzibur. This is a discussion in the poskim. Rav Shester has spoken about this many times, of saying that, sorry to say this, but us living in Chutz La'aretz are not called the tzibur halachically. So when we get together in a minyan, maybe it's even more. So we really need all of us to say it to equal maybe a little bit of bringing the Korban. Correct. However, the question is that, forget about the machloikas of when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. The question is that the way that we live today clearly is not, it's not a machloikas. It's not really the way it should be. We should be bringing korbanos. We were kicked out of Yerushalayim and we can't bring korbanos properly. So the way that it should be is that we have tefillah nowadays. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have tefillah. But clearly the korbanos, the way it's brought, it's very difficult to fathom. Just like it's difficult to fathom, like we can't understand how there are taivas for avodah zarah, right? People would be within, they would, the sun, the moon, the stars, I don't understand that. So too, it's very difficult for us to understand what the whole idea is. And I think part of us as Jews say, Baruch Hashem, we don't have to bring karbanos. Can you imagine what the chil Hashem would be? If we bring karbanos up in the Beis HaMikdash, people would be, look at these crazy Jews, look what they're doing. So we daven, so l'habdi alofi alofim, the Goyim also have their form of davening. Right, it's not so, well, they stole it from us, so of course it's not so different. Yeah, okay, so look what's happening now. You said, so shechita, the whole thing with shechita is that the Torah is so careful when it comes to killing an animal, right? You can't have milk and meat. The whole milk and meat, chicken and meat, chicken and milk, you can't have. Why? We're so careful that we don't want to, we starve by lechayim, right? Inanimate objects, we're so careful about. So in England, you have to stun it before. The way you're doing it, that's not what we consider. We're going to define what tzar bal chayim is, what it is to hurt animals. We're very careful with that. We have a lot of halachas where a member of Aaron Salvation Goal used to say about somebody asked him, is it allowed to have an animal in your house? Can you have a dog? Can you have a cat? So on and so forth. So he always said that he wasn't fond of people having pets, except for dogs. He says, dogs have a special, very, very special place, and it should have a very special place in our hearts. He told the story how he had a very bad incident with a dog, almost killed him. Okay, new. But he said, why? Because what did we learn? When the Jews left Mitzrayim, the dogs didn't bark, and therefore we have to give them the novella. So he says, to have a dog, I can't say anything. You're being kind of missile. You have to give special chesed to them because of what they did. But we're so even inanimate. We're so careful when it comes to so many things. That this is what you're going to say that we can't. But I think you're in a way your point's a good point. But on the other hand, maybe it's not even such a good point because that's what we really should be. We should be thinking about that we could bring korbanos and we should say that. And I think what's interesting about that is that one of the things that we say, and this is really what I'm going to focus on tonight, is, I mean, look at this lashon. It's unbelievable. By the korban hatamid. This is what we say. Listen to this language. Yehi ratzon lufanecha. This is what you're supposed to say. Yehi ratzon lufanecha. Shem elokeinu v'keinu avoseinu. Shetarachem aleinu. You should forgive us. The simchol lanu is kol chataseinu. You should forgive us for all the sins that we did. V'sichaper lanu akol avoneseinu. This is lanu kol b'shireinu. V'sibane beis hamidush meheru avinik lufanecha korban hatamid sheyichaper biyadeinu. Kamo shechazdavto aleinu v'sorasecha yidei Moshe. Come on. Then we read the korbanos. So we say, forgive us. In a way, we're probably also talking about the Korban Chatzos when we say this as well. And in fact, when we finish the Talmud, we say, Yehi Ratzon Lufanecha. Elokeinu v'keinu avoseinu. Shetiyah Mirazu Chashiva Mekabsum Ratzon Lufanecha Ki'ilu. Mikarvei Korban HaTamid V'modim V'kamu. As if we did it. And in fact, there's another part, which unfortunately also, gets down the farm, which is a beautiful part too, is the Ribon Olamim. After the Anam Mekoyim, before the Ezim Mekom Shulzvach, the Ribon Olamim, after the Sivu Lahakim Korban HaTamid, we don't have any of this. And what do we say? That maybe our words a little bit, ki'ilu, a shmek, a something, is like we brought the korban. This is really what we should be striving for. This is a better case, is to have that. So let's get back to our engine. This is what we're going to discuss in a few moments. I just want to get into the shuckling a little bit, because, you know, we've always got to bring something fun as well. Let's get back to the Mishnah Berurah again, if you don't mind. So he says, Aminik, the Yamenu, Bechol Yom. Okay, so he says the Aminik part to say as follows. Lumba Gemara, okay, fine. So say, this is what we say, Bechol Omer, Bechol Yom. We also say the Ketoris. Kadeshi, we should also understand, this is a very important point, by the way, you should understand what we say. So this is why the people, you know, if you want to say we're also from, is that some people don't say the Ketoris at all, because you have to understand. Rav Schwab has this in his Sefer as well, where he says, you shouldn't say the Ketoris without reading it in English. If you don't understand Ketoris, you shouldn't say Ketoris. We said this last week by Ein Kelo Kainu. The reason why, us Ashkenazim, Lamed Tzchus, why we don't say Ein Kelo Kainu, even though it's such a beautiful tefillah, is, and we can say this unfortunately on Shabbos, especially with a little kid that's singing it, you know, in our shul I've seen many times where right after Ein Kelo Kainu, unbelievable how quickly the little kid can say, pick up my Ketoris. What does he say? He says, Lamana Chai Riyal Shalom Bach, like 2 seconds after. Like, whew, it's unbelievable. I don't know what yeshivas these kids are going to there. They're going so quickly. Right. It's great. But really the point is you have to understand what you're saying. Or maybe they're makbid, and they're really smart. They say, El Kalkana, the kid understands. He's not going to understand the Ketoris. So he just says, I'm a Rabbi Elazar. So he says, it's beautiful. But they teach us in yeshivas. So, Amir of becoming Ketoris, fine. Shomar Gamara. So you have to allow in what you're supposed to say. This is an interesting point. The Chavos Chaim, who's known for writing the Sefer Mishnah Berurah and also known for Shmiras Halashah, was known for another thing, not so well known. He wrote Svarim on Kutchin, right? On bringing Korbanos, right? We know that the Chavos Chaim was a Kohen, and the Chavos Chaim. So I think that's the story about the Chavos Chaim and Rav Schwab. So I think Rav Schwab, his first time when he met him, the Chavos Chaim. So Rav Schwab said something along the lines, I forgot what the whole story was, but he said to him, I'm in a different category than you. I'm a Kohen. He says, can you imagine when the Beis HaMikdash comes, how happy I'm going to be? I'm going to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'll be able to be Makif Karbon. It's just going to be great. And Rav Schwab was thinking to himself, this is what the Chavetz Chaim is telling me. He's so haughty that he's a Kohen. How can it be? So the Chavetz Chaim, of course, ended off in saying, he says, this is the family I was born into. I could be haughty about this specific family. I'm not saying I'm a big rub and paisik. So he wrote the Svarim on Kutchin. He had a kolel to teach Kutchin. They have it in Eretz Yisrael now, where they have Kohanim to learn. Right, the Kutchin kolel was right. Wasn't the Rav Kook was in the Kutchin kolel? Rav Kook learned, and he wrote the Svarim. So in one of the introductions to one of the Svarim on Kutchin, I don't know this. Rabbi Grimwald told me this last night. So he said that he writes that how can it be you're supposed to learn Kutchin? Maybe you shouldn't learn Kutchin. Why do we have to learn about Korbanos? I mean, so he says, we say that we say Korbanos, and that's good enough. Ki'ilu, that's like the base of it. So the Chavetz Chaim says, those are for people who, in that bus, this is the best they can do. But for those who can sit and learn Torah, you have to learn Kutchin. That's why Hashem gave us many sections of Mishnayos. One of the sections is to learn Kutchin. It's to learn about Korbanos. It's to learn about what they did in the base of Mikdash. Not for your intellectual pursuit, right? We are, one day a year, we're very mocked on this. And that's on Yom Kippur. We do the whole of Oda, the base of, why? Not just because we're trying to find something to put in so that you don't have a break. We're doing it because that's the one day a year we really want you to focus on what we're missing. Fine. This is what he says. Turn to the next page so that we can just get through this, the shuckling stuff. And this is what he says about shuckling. This is in Hay. B'shav Shem is Palin. V'yesh poskim shechokim aldeh. V'omim d'tzfilas ein lehisanea. That during tefillah you should not, tefillah is referring to Shemoneh Esrei, right? You should not shakel, barak b'ksukei d'zimra, u'birchas kriya shema, the limud ha-Torah, afilah shabal peh minug, right, so maybe you can, then he goes back and forth, what the whole union is. So, okay, nowadays, what exactly is this whole shakeling union, which for some reason the Ramah brings here, I'm not sure why. So, I think some people do it because they think it brings them more kavana, and it helps them. You know, it's always somewhat amazing to people who have never been in an Orthodox shul to come into an Orthodox shul and see what's going on. And the number one thing you'll see is I can't even explain it. They asked once time, I heard this story, that they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Why, when he says Shemon Esrei, he stands still. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein, I think too. Most, if you look at the Gedolim, most of them don't go like this all that way. So he said to him, why? So he says, I'm sorry, but I have to ask you the opposite question. Why all of a sudden, when it comes to Shemon Esrei, do all these Talmidim become like a lulav? And they start shaking like crazy. Does it increase? I don't know. Personally, I'll just say, I have tried during Shemon Esrei not to shuckle, and I found that it's helped my Kavana. Because I find when I find myself shuckling, I'm literally going all over the place. I don't know. So some people it helps, some people it doesn't help. Rav Aryeh Kaplan has in his Svarim about Shemon Esrei that it's a time of meditation, and that's why it took them an hour before to prepare. And maybe that's part of it. This is a meditation session, so maybe that's allowed. Maybe you could shuckle. It goes back and forth, and some yeshivas are very into the shuckling, some yeshivas are not into the shuckling. No. As the Mishnah Berurah writes, whatever is done, and you shouldn't stop. If it helps you, of course, if that's what's going to help you, kavana. So shuckle. It's not a terrible thing. You know, they say that when kids come back to Eretz Yisrael, they change a lot of their menhagim. That's one of the things that they change. They shuckle like crazy. I remember when I came back from Eretz Yisrael, my uncle said to me, it's so interesting. When you come back from Eretz Yisrael, you would think that your davening would become a lot better. But used to say Shemon Esrei, it took you 35 seconds. Now Shemon Esrei is 5 minutes. You lost all your Hebrew. What were you doing there? You're shuckling like crazy. Maybe it's more kavana. So that's important too. So what I want to focus on tonight is kavanas. Again, as we said, what is the focus of kavanas? So first of all, I want to read you a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah as follows. This is on Daf Lamed Aleph on Mideis, and identically in Tanis on Chav Zayin Mideis, it's the exact same thing. Amar Avraham Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham. It's the famous guy from our parasha. Rivono Shel Olam. Shema Chas V'Shalom Yisrael Chatoyim. What's going to happen if, God forbid, the Jews sin again? V'yata Oseh Lohem Kedur HaMabel. Kedur HaFlaga. Right? What's going to happen? You're going to destroy the world again. They're going to do sins. What can we do? Amar Lo Lav. No. Amar Lefano Rivono. I'm sorry. So he says, Amr Lefano Rivono Shel Olam. Bimeida. So what does he say to him? Wait, what are they going to have? We have a Beis HaMikdash. And the Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kaim is right, we're going to have a Korbanos. And therefore, if you do something wrong, you bring a Korban. So Avram was smart. So a little bit into the future. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, what's going to happen? Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, Mati Alehem. Amr Lo. Don't worry about Kevar Takanti Lahem. Seder Kavanos calls man shekorim bahem, me'elam ani aleim hakasuv ki'ilu makrivim lefanai korban umochel ani al kol avonisam. Look at the first Gemara. The Gemara says that Hashem says, don't worry about it. Even when they do terrible things, they'll say the Kavanos, and when they say the Kavanos, I'm going to forgive on all their sins. This is unbelievable. So I'm not really sure, because I wasn't here for Siman Aleph. So I don't know how much Howie discussed this, but this is actually Karbonos. The Yisodavi Karbonos actually comes from the first Siman. And the first Siman says as follows, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to read a few before, because it struck me to read it. And that is, Roy L'chol Yireh Shemayim, Shehiyye Mitzar V'Doeg Al Korban Beis HaMikdash. The halacha. A person should be doeg for the Beis HaMikdash. And I think that might be part of saying Karbonos.
What are you reading?
I'm sorry, this is the Shulchan Aruch Siman Aleph, which I assume you did already. I don't know if you specifically discussed Korbanos. This is also an important halacha too. I'm sorry, I'm reading it, but Tov me'at tachnunim mikavana miharu v'lo kavana. It's more important to say a little with kavana than a lot without kavana. This isn't a joke, right? I just heard a tape from Rav Schechter on this about tefillah. And he says, I don't understand why people are so mocked to say all tefillah. He goes, I don't think I've ever said all of tefillah.
Ooh, Rav Schechter.
Oh, it's Talekwit, and he doesn't say old tefillah. What does he mean? It means that there are certain things, you need to have kavana. And even if you come 10 minutes early, and you say things with real kavana, nobody says you have to say all the halalukas, you have to say all hodu, you have to say, it's important to understand by tefillah, do as much as you can. You're not going to get penalized if you don't, but if you go through, I finished it, hi, see? I finished davening. I was able, every morning, I'm able to take my tefillin off, and I'm able to leave by the last kaddish. Doesn't matter if it's 25 minutes, 20 minutes, it doesn't matter. So what did you gain by that? So you're going to say the Korban? Okay, if you say that, I have to leave because I have a train, whatever. And I said, each day I say a different halukah, but I say it with kavana. I look at the art scroll. I read it in the art scroll. You don't have to read it in Hebrew. It's an important point. Here's our point. Tov lomar parshas ha-keva, parshas ha-man, v'yatzeres ha-dibros. Okay, so he discusses some of the things that we could say too. Parshas ha-keva, which we have now. Also, shlom v'chatas v'asham. And then he says like this. Kishesayim parshas ola. When a person finishes the korban ola, he says this yehirata. Right? And also, the question is, what do you do by chatas? Do you say this yehirata? What's the whole question here by chatas? So what am I saying by chatas? And really, this is what we don't say it anymore by chatas, right? Chatas nowadays we say the Eivim Mekoma, which we're going to discuss either next week or in 2 weeks. I think next week we're actually going to discuss, which goes out of order a bit, but the Shulchan Aruch goes out of order about saying the Shema Yisrael, what the whole point of saying Shema Yisrael in that part is. But it says in Parashas Atamid. So we have no egg in our shul. Each day we say a different Eivim Mekoma. I don't think it's such a bad minhag because, as we said before, especially when it comes to Eivim Mekoma, you need to know what you're saying. So to say the whole entire thing is very nice, but if you say only one a day and then you read it in the English, that's also good. So the Mishnah Berurah is actually the one who asked this. He says, what happens? Aval achar parshas chatas, lo yomar kein, lefi she'eno ba nidova. So he asks the following question. He says, should you say yihirasa? We said before that you have yihirasa in kilu, I gave it. So he discusses actually a machlokas, which I'd like to learn with you outside. And that's the following machlokas. In beautiful sefer of Svi Pesach Frank, who was the former chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. So Rav Frank has actually, it's in his Shelos V'Tshuvos, his actually first siman in the Shelos V'Tshuvos, the first question is saying the parsha of the Kabbonos in the morning. So he does like this, he quotes, this is also comes from the Mishnah Berurah as well. He quotes what the Torah says. The Torah says as follows. The Torah says like this. This is very similar to what we said. Kishesayim parshas ha'ola yomar ribon olamim yirutzal panecha shei yezeh hashuvim lekabelos lepanecha ki'ilu as if he crossed the ola bizmano. Fine. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, the Beis Yosef says, no, maybe you shouldn't say this. He says as follows. This is the Beis Yosef speaking. Im tomei me'achas sheino omer achas Parshas achatas, kriyat parshas achatas hirasa. Sheikh Hashiva, you shouldn't really say it. Yesh lamar, devadai kriyat parshas achatas, right? It's kitsas, like you brought the chatas. So he asked, on this Beis Yosef, the kriyat parshas achatas mechaperis kitsas. What is this lashon? It's not like bringing a korban, it's a little bit like bringing the korban. And I think you can bring this out also with what the Bach says. The Bach says as follows. I think this is a bit clearer. The Achar Parshas Achatas is lo yomar, that you should not say this yihi rasam. What does he say? Mishum the ha'amira hi b'mekom hakrova. That saying it is in place of bringing the korban. Mishema einu mechayev chatas. What if he's not chayev chatas? The havi lei ki'ilu mevia chulu lazara. It's as if he's brought a bad korban to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? So just give you an example. If you go up to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going up there to bring a korban chatas, and you're waiting online, you're a little nervous, you're going to meet the kohen, and he says to you, what are you bringing this korban chatas for? And you go, you know what? I don't remember. So you know you have to bring a chatas, you're not sure what it's for. What's the halacha? You don't bring a chatas. What if you forgot exactly what you did, right? You know you did something wrong, I don't know what it is, right? You also don't bring a chatas, that's the halacha.
Do you bring a mushroom
chatas? Maybe. I thought I knew a little bit about Kabbalah, but and what's interesting is we say, I don't know. Good question. So you say that this is a chatas. So the question is, it's a big problem. So if I'm telling you this is a chatas and now I bring it up and I say this is Yerusha and as if I gave the chatas and it's not a chatas, then I'm in a lot of trouble. Because if you're going to tell me it's exactly the same, oh, wait a minute. If it's exactly the same, what happens? Now I've brought something improper. So he says, Kilu, so that would be a problem. So fine, so this is a derech of, a very interesting derech that the, Rav Svi Pesach Frank brings. He says, what is this lashon, Kilu, as if, or as the Mishnah, as the Beis Yosef says, Ktsas, a little bit, what's going on here? He says, is the Beis Yosef saying that if I say the parshas of the chatas, and maybe even with the Yehi Ratzon, I have brought in a korban chatas? Is that what we believe? He says it can't be. And his raya is based on the following. He said it must be that this is something in place of the Beis HaMikdash. But when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, of course I'm going to bring regular korbanos. And what's his raya? His raya is based on Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Famous story by Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha discussing the halacha in Gemara and Shabbos. Are you allowed to have candles? Right? Can you move the candles around? So Rabbi Elisha says, you know, you're not allowed to. The kids, because they have fear of the Rebbe, so maybe they can, but I can. And he says, and if I would, and I think he did it or something, and he says, no, I would have to bring a Korban Chatas of the Beis HaMikdash around because of what I did. And so Rav Tzvi Feza Frank says, why is he saying that? Why doesn't he just say the Parsha and then he's done? Obviously it means that's really the best thing to do. So maybe this is what the Beis Yosef is saying. Beis Yosef is saying, nowadays that we don't. No, so we should say Chatas, say it. Not so bad to say it. Then he brings an interesting Marshal, which the Magen Avraham jumps on. The Marshal is the following Lashon. He says, what should you say? You should say Yiratzon, but the Yiratzon is a little bit different. Yiratzon, She'im nischayavti chatas ti amira chashuva ki'ilu ekrafti chatas. Listen, I'm not sure. If so, yes, yes, no, no. If I did, I did, right? Back, going back to our, something that we said we didn't like, which is Tanoi. I'm making a Tanoi, right? Right? The Kriya Shema tonight, which is close to what we're discussing anyway, right? By Shema Yisrael, so in the morning, when Kriya Shema becomes close, so the rabbi is going to say to you, everybody say Kriya Shema now. No, it depends how fast the guy is saying Pesukim is Zimra is. It depends how long the Keladon is. Are we going to make Kriya Shema? We don't know. So say now Kriya Shema, and if we make it, we should say Baruch HaSeh is better. So that's the same thing we're saying. So the Magen Avraham says, excuse me? This is not Kriya Shema we're talking about. This is something called Korban Chatas. We know what the din of Korban Chatas is. And the lashon of the Magen Avraham is, B'li Yediyah, and Korban Klum, that you can't bring it with a Tanai, because you must have Yediyah in order to bring a Korban. You must go up to the Beis HaMikdash and say, I am bringing Korban Chatas for this specific reason. I know what the reason is. Zero. I can't be, I don't know if I brought it, I don't remember. We don't do that. It's not like Shmoneh Esrei. I'm not sure if I damaged Shmoneh Esrei, so I'll damage another Shmoneh Esrei. We don't hold that way when it comes to korbanos. So then, all of a sudden, it seems Rav Tzvi Feza Frank is so happy. He says, "Ah, thank you, Magen Avraham. This is the chiddush gadol in the Beis Yosef. It must be. What is the Beis Yosef saying? When it came to the Beis Hamikdash, there was no such thing. Yediyah korban. You know, you have to bring the korban. That's the beautiful thing that we have nowadays. We have this." Quasi korban that we bring called the parsha of the chatas, and that the Beis Yosef says you could, even if you don't know, don't worry about it. You can say the hirotzon, do whatever you want, because no, it's not really like a korban. When the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, then we'll have to adhere to all the dinim. But just saying a parsha, you don't have to adhere to all the dinim. So there you can say the hirotzon. Be nice to say that. So then he quotes Arbach about this hirotzon, and he basically ends off with saying as follows. That, and he brings a bunch of rayas on this. He says he thinks that the hirotzon, the Bach basically says as follows, I didn't read this in the Bach. So he says, why can't we use this Tanai? The Tanai will be as follows. If I'm chayav to bring the korban, I'm bringing a korban. If not, I'm just reading from the Torah. I'm not allowed to read from the Torah. We said last week, this is the halacha as well. We said by birchas haTorah, that counts as learning Torah. Or we're going to say, no, we're going to be so strict and say, it doesn't count as long as Torah, because I'm bringing a korban, I'm going up to the Beis HaMikdash. So it happens to be the Halacha L'maisa, and Ovel, this is the way the, what? Yeah. Right, but I think what's interesting about the Talmud, I found, is that the Talmud, you say, Chatasena, right? When we say, Yiratzon, Kilu, you know, that this is Chatas, right? It's very interesting that the lashon is really more of, we're not saying this is the korban of tumid, we're saying more, I've done a lot of sins. Yiratzon vanecha, Shem lo kein gozei, shetarachem aleinu, it's simple that you should forgive us for all of our sins. What's that doing by tumid? That's also, we want kapara. Right, it's interesting because this halacha, I skipped in the Shulchan Aruch, so it brings that the halacha is that we should say when it comes to Shabbos and Shabbos, you should say the Yom HaShabbos, and Rosh Chodeshim, you should also say. So we don't say any hirasim before, but in Rosh Chodesh we also say there was a chatas there, right? Shechaper aleinu. The Rosh Chodesh is that idea where we say in the Kaparas Pasha when it's a leap year that there's some idea of kapar by each Rosh Chodesh. So he says that, and then if not, it's like reading the Sabbath says, it's like reading from the Torah. So where Frank says, wait a minute, this is what he thinks. What do we say generally? Again, another important Indian by davening. We daven for so many different things. And in our personal thoughts, right, so you say to yourself, I really hope this business deal goes through. I really, really, really hope so. Right? I'll give you an example from my life. So I was working on this great business deal when I first started my new company, and I was wishing that this deal would go through. And the halacha is that in Shema Kalena you could ask for anything, and you're allowed to ask for things, which obviously is not so superfluous as Parnasa, but specifically, I want to do well on this test today, right? So I really hope this deal goes through. I really want this deal to go through. The deal involved some sort of prepayment to the partner, and it was a whole ganze maisa. And my boss and I, for some reason, had a very not so nice feeling about this deal. We got very nervous about it, and we decided to back out of the deal. Okay. So this is months and months ago. I get an email from a friend of mine in the mail, not such a friend, but someone who I work with, and he shows me an article that was written in one of these, whatever you want to call it, these postings that they have on the, and this gentleman wrote he was defrauded from this company $450,000. And he gave everything that we were going to do, a prepayment, so on and so forth, and it was $50,000, and he said, no, it was a mistake, we're going to look at the problem, so on and so forth. So sometimes we dive into Hashem, I want this deal to work out. If the deal would have worked out, I would have probably been fired. I would have lost the company $450,000. At this particular time, I don't make $450,000 a year, so they don't think I'm worth it. So our davening, in a way, we don't say to Hashem, I can't believe you did this. I can't believe that I asked, and I said, you didn't listen to me. Why don't you listen to me? We believe there's a divine path, and there's a reason why, right? I think the best way to say it, and I will always remember this, When Nachshon Wachtman, Alav Hashalom, when he died off Kiddush Hashem, when he was killed, he was murdered. So, at the funeral, Rav Mati Alon, who's now the Rosh Hashiva Shiva HaKotel, so he spoke at the Hesped, and I always remember what he said. He said, how is it possible that, as you remember, ABC News in the morning is the biggest Kiddush Hashem in many, many years. Mrs. Wachtman got on, and she said, it's Erev Shabbos. You want to do something, every Jewish woman should light a candle for my son. Right? So she wasn't just saying light a candle like a Goy Shazach. She's so smart. For the zchus of lighting candles, she says at exactly whatever the time was, at exactly 4:30, light a candle for my son. That she's going to get more people to do Neir Shabbos. The zchus of that, of course our son will live. And the kotel was, there was a tefillah, it was a beautiful achdus. The charedim came, the non-religious came. So Mavati Alon said, how is it possible? How did Hashem let him die? How did he not listen to our tefillos? Why didn't he listen to us? So Mavati Alon said something stirring. He said he did listen to us. He listened to the tefillos. And what did the Rabbanu Shalom say? He said, no. You don't understand. This is not the divine plan right now. Chas v'shalom, it's not that Hashem didn't listen to our tefillos. It's not that we should go to Hashem and say, you didn't listen to us. How come you didn't listen to me? He listened to you, but he's allowed to say no. He's doing it for your better good. Certain times, you don't understand. Right? We're called the circle of life. We don't understand the circle of life. We say in benching, in Shabbos, we say, Shir Ma'as B'Shuv Hashem. Al Vimal Eschot Pino. David HaMelech is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. We say in the future time. What does it mean, Al Vimal Eschot Pino, they're going to be laughing? What does it mean we're going to be laughing? So we know that nowadays, that the halacha, you shouldn't laugh so much. Right? You shouldn't have such a good time. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. But he's still the laughing. So Rav Meir Goldbach says, what's the laughing? It's the circle of life. When Mashiach comes, we're going to understand why everything happened. Right? Many times you hear it at Bris, remarkable stories. And you hear it so often that it's amazing. The baby's name for my grandfather. Today is my grandfather's yahrzeit. Today is my grandfather's birthday. Right? My father died in a tragic accident and today is his birthday. Now we understand why this baby was born. Okay, maybe we don't really understand, but can you imagine seeing the whole picture, all the pictures of the puzzle, and say, the car accident, that's why this happened, and starting to understand everything. I think I told the story already. I once brought my brakes into my, I know I'm not allowed to do any advertisements, but, so I brought it into my good friend Yoram on Cedar Lane. So my brakes were terrible. So you walk in, this is the same story where everybody goes in, he goes, "Oh my God, I cannot believe you, I tell you, you drive half a mile more, you die, you drop dead, you die, I don't believe it, amazing." Now I'm all upset, because of course, you know, no brake job is like, he says to me, "Danny, I do something very special for you. I only charge you $2 million for this. No problem, don't worry about it." I'm like, "It doesn't pay the car." No, you have a good car, don't worry, you know, whatever. Because it's the whole story. So he looks at me, he sees I'm upset. He said, "Danny, Tagili, why are you upset?" So I say to him, "$350, a lot of money. I got this dinker car, $350. So he doesn't answer me. The maskira, the secretary, she looks at me. She's not, at least appeared not to be firm. And she says to me, and in Hebrew, she says to me, "I don't understand. Atalu vesh kippah. Don't you understand that everything comes from God? Obviously, God wanted to do something. You needed a kapara for something. So instead of you getting into that car accident, instead of your brakes failing on the turnpike and you having to figure out that you haven't paid for AAA in 16 years, instead, your brakes went out a block away from Yoram's gas station, and all you have to do is pay $350. You don't have to get into an accident. You have to walk in the snow. You're so lucky." I said, "Oh my God." You know, you feel terrible. I didn't want to tell her. It's Micha too. I didn't say anything. And Yoram goes, "Kid, I'm the Dani." The mother goes, "Okay, now I'll charge you $600. Don't worry about it. It was kapara. I'm giving you a special kapara gel." No, but the point is a good point. So let's get back to our news. So what does Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank say? Hashem has his divine plan for everybody. And he understands the way that things should be. And therefore, when it comes to karbanos, so what are we saying to Hashem? He writes them, "Listen, the avnoseinu harabim, I do so many aveiros. When I wake up in the morning, I don't know, you know, this is what the Chafetz Chaim says, you should write a notebook at the end of the day, what aveiros you did, and keep tabs. The problem is that by the time it comes tonight, I don't remember what I did an hour ago. Did I insult someone during the shir? Did I say something? Do I have to ask my shiur from Yoram now? I don't know." So, we don't know when we have to bring nowadays chatas and so on and so forth. So what are we saying to Hashem, the Yehi Ratzon? He said the Lashon of the Yehi Ratzon is what? It should be your will. So we're saying, God, it should be your will that if you think that we should bring a chatas for this, that's what we're bringing. This is a chatas. You're going to decide. We're leaving it in your hands. That's why we say this beautiful Yehi Ratzon before the Tamin. And therefore there's no conflict with the Beis Yosef. He says, yes, it is like some sort of, but it's even on a higher level in a way. In that when we go to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have 100% conscious of what you're doing and what you're bringing. But nowadays, in a way, it's even better. We're going to Hashem, hear us some, maybe your will. And this is obviously what we should have during davening. That we should say to ourselves, you hear us some before we wake up. We say, I'm going to ask for a lot of things. You hear us some. Some things you'll say yes to, some things you'll say no to. And those things you say no to, thank you very much, because I know you're doing it for my best interest. And this is the derech of karbanos. And I think that, you know, what we learned tonight maybe would help us in understanding that karbanos are in fact important, and many of us don't have time to say it. I would venture to say that even that the afterwards, the Ribon Olamim, if you can't say all the karbanos, even that prayer is a stirring prayer that we say. We only say, you know, only Shlosh Regalim, we say the stirring prayer, which many cried about, right? Shlosh Parmes Rubashonim, what do we say? Who was Chayav Beis Mikdashenu? We were Chayav Beis Mikdashenu. We were thrown out. It was because of our Aveiros, not because Hashem wanted us, right? If I could just end off by reading what it says here, and this will understand, and I personally tried to say this in the morning because it should be stirring to us. You know, and back to the point that you made about why should we be saying this, I think dafka we should be saying it. So what do we say? We bring Olamim. Olamim, atasiu lahakriv korban hatamim in the proper time. And you let Kohanim, that the Kohanim are supposed to be Avoda, right, and the Levim in their proper place, and the Yisraelim have their jobs as well. The Abtam of the Seinu, unfortunately, Tarab, Chorv Bekhtim Shesheinu, Levatel, We don't have a Talmid. The Eilanu Kohen, we don't have a Kohen, unfortunately, can do Avoda. And the Levi can't do what he's supposed to do. And he can't stand on the platform. And we can't stand and be able to be Makru Korbanos. But what does he tell us? What does the Pasuk say? That our lips are as if we brought a korban. Okay, therefore, you said, I didn't say, you said it, Hashem. That what we said should be important enough, as if we brought korbanos. Now this is, I think, one of the important parts of korbanos, is this realization of, this is what the korbanos are here for. So that would go back to what our machlokas is. Are we going to say that korbanos are merely that korbanos, simply put, is something nice to say, right? Zechel mikdash. So you can say it anytime, you're right. Are we going to say that those, maybe we can say it's a prerequisite. So those, let's say, I think Rav Schechter says this, and then the others, that korbanos, this is a unique interpretation, korbanos are a prerequisite to tefillah. And in fact, if you have a choice whether to say Tzuget Zimra or korbanos, you should say korbanos. Probably this is a dati office. Why? Because that is an important part too, right? We say that the Pesukim is to make us ready to stand before Hashem in tefillah and stand before Hashem and say Shema. A stirring paragraph like that should also stir us, and maybe we should say korbanos is maybe even more important. And you know, if you have a, I don't know, you have to ask your our Rav what the answer is. If you can say Hodu or you can say Vayidaber, maybe Vayidaber. Okay, maybe if it's either saying Shema Esrei or korbanos. So then you have to say Shema Esrei, but no matter what we've learned is that this is certainly a stirring part and should be to us. Understand that we don't have the base of English and we are lacking somewhat not being able to bring korbanos. Next week, I think that what we'll discuss is again going a little bit back to what the whole focus of why do we say the Shema Yisrael, the difference between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. We say we even ended with a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh Shemo V'Rabim. Right, what that means, special significance nowadays, people who unfortunately have to be Mekadosh Shem Hashem, we'll discuss that, and then we'll get to the Eitz Makomo, and then we'll go back into the flow of davening of the Pesukei Zimra. Thank you very much. All right.